5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Let's start the party.
You're listening to Beyond Sight and Sound, live with Josh Kimmel and Leighton Harrington. If you want to be a part of our show tonight, call 419-549-5744.
Start the party.
You're listening to Beyond Sight and Sound, live with Josh Kimmel and Leighton Harrington. If you want to be a part of our show tonight, call 419-549-5744.
I don't know where Swansea is, but he needs to kind of cut back on that air guitar. Holy crap! Whew! All right! The Weekend Dig, Sunday night, I don't know. What the hell day is it? The 19th? I don't know.
19th? What week are you on?
No, this is like the 23rd, isn't it?
Yeah, there we go.
Man!
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's past already.
Yeah, all right. Fire the receptionist. Not keeping the date book up to date, I guess, apparently. But, yeah, it's the Weekend Dig, Sunday the 23rd. That's what I said. And
that I heard it loud and clear.
Yeah, it is, in fact, Metal Detecting Beyond Sight and Sound, Metal Detecting and Treasure Hunting Radio for you and all the other cool diggers out there, from pole to freezing pole, mountain to mountain, range to range, lake to ocean, and every time zone in between. Welcome, everyone. How is it going, Leighton?
It's going pretty good. I heard the countdown twice. So instead of going 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, maybe we should have started at 10, no?
Yeah, I thought, well, maybe we better back up and count again.
Oh, my goodness. I'm doing well. How are you doing this time?
I wasn't sure if I was ready, I guess. I'm doing better. Yeah.
Better than
earlier today.
Yeah, okay. Oh, man. Well, I must say, what a hell of a weekend I had.
And how?
What a great weekend. Turned out okay. Actually, better than okay.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about some balls tonight. Just saying.
All right.
Did you see the balls that I put on the web?
Yes, I did.
All right. They were heavy.
Yeah,
they were clean.
That was definitely a sight.
Yeah. Man, oh man, they were heavy. They were clean.
Well, that's a plus.
They were round.
Right.
They were scattered.
No sense in putting dirty balls on the web.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Right.
Oh, my God. Hey, listen, I'm glad it's Sunday.
They might have even been big, too.
There were two big balls right in the middle. Did you see it?
Right.
Huh?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my
this
God.
This show is brought to you by the letter 5.
Oh, man.
Not
right. Not right. Anyway, a lot of musket balls. And, you know, I don't know how many of those things I found over the years, but certainly every one of them has a little special spot, that's for sure. I put them in those clear jars, put a lid on them. Every time I bring them home, I sort through them, look through them. Sometimes you find some that have been bitten and, you know, medicine balls, right? Stuff like that.
Okay.
Wow. Go ahead.
What?
I just see where this is going tonight.
I got to ask. I mean, we're getting close to Halloween, so why not just cut loose? What does your wife think about you keeping your balls in a glass jar?
I can't go anywhere.
Oh, boy.
Unreal. Can't go anywhere with that.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. It certainly, like you said, over the years, you've managed to dig quite a few, and it just never seems to get old.
You know, and they always seem to be somewhat around the same size, but I bet if you put a set of calipers on them, I bet you every one of them is different. You know, I mean, within a millimeter.
Right, it's very possible.
Them things have been sitting there for 200 years, so you dig one up, you know, some have a little more clay on them, or even if you, when you wash them off or whatever, they all have their own characteristics. They're pretty cool.
Yeah,
I love them.
Some of them still even have some of the casting marks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You know, and they thought bigger was better back in the 70s, right? So,
right.
You know, as time went forward or closer to where we are now, they kind of cut back on the lead.
Yeah.
Well, they, you know, they could shoot them further. It was a little more accurate, so that's
right.
Why they did.
They figured out that a little lighter, they might travel a little further, not to mention the technological advance of rifling.
Right. I saw you got out today.
Mm-hmm.
Do tell.
Well, I got out, started out with me and Home Finder.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we reached our destination, I had gotten another text from another hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So we turned it into a three-person hunt. And we were on an area I've got permission for. It's 40 acres. It dates back to 1880.
Mm-hmm.
I've pulled a few old coins out. I know there's silver around there somewhere. And Home Finder shows up on the spot today and pulls a 1909 Barber half.
Nice.
And a Buffalo nickel.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. My other buddy that had showed up, he found a few wheat pennies. I found a .45-70 shell casing, a couple of memorial pennies, a house key that was promptly returned to the property owner.
Okay.
And
so was that a new key or an old key?
No, it was a new key. It fit a door on his house.
Oh, okay.
Because when I pulled it up, I asked him if he had lost a key. He says, well, hell, I don't know. I said, well, this is recent. You might want to check your doors. And he looked at the keys like, yeah, it's a house key, and I know I've got locks branded with that name. Let me check. Didn't fit the front door. So he says, well, I'll be right back. And he went in the house, and I don't know, 10 minutes later or so, he come back outside. He says, yep, it does fit one of the doors.
Hmm.
Said, well, there you go. Can I at least get a picture of it, though?
Yeah, that's cool, yeah.
And then I found out.
Nice little return.
Right. That you can't find stuff very easily when your coil doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that in the chat already. They were talking about the coil malfunctioning.
Yeah. But I didn't want to cut everybody else short.
Well, I hear you. Well, it was nice of you to just kind of hang, I guess.
So,
but you know what, man? You've had some bad luck with that CTX lately.
Yeah, what the hell?
Well, you took it to Cape Cod. It didn't want to leave. You brought it back to Ohio.
Well, if it keeps its dumb shit up, I'm liable to send it back to Cape Cod.
I'll take it. I'll fix it up.
But
I got a beautiful brand new coil that'll fit on that, by the way.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, I do.
But so I hung out and just seen what they were finding, stuff like that. And then it was time for Homefinder to go. So he went ahead and headed back his direction. I got a couple of pictures of his coins so that they could get posted. And me and my other buddy, we come back this way, swung by the house. I come in, grabbed another coil, hooked that up to the CTX. It seemed like everything was fine. I said, okay, let's go hunt. And we head off to a spot, and he's saying, you know, we've pulled silver out of here before, but it's always silver dimes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, I've pulled silver quarters out of there. He said, but they're deep usually.
Right.
And he said, well, all I've ever seen is silver dimes when I find silver out here. And it was, so I don't know, we were there maybe a minute, maybe an hour, and I hollered at him because he seen me just kneeling on the ground. I got this flipping mountain of a dirt pile next to me. He's like, what'd you do? Did you find something? I said, yeah, you got that bottle of water. He says, not if you've got silver. I said, well, can I still ask for the bottle of water? He says, not if you got silver. I said, well, can I please have the bottle of water? So he come over to look, and he's like, well, I'm trying to kind of look, but I'm watching my step, too. I don't want to fall in that cave. It was a 1934 Washington quarter at a foot deep.
That's just crazy. That's insane.
Yeah. I was down there deep enough. I was just starting to think maybe I'm chasing something I don't need to. And took a couple more swipes with the digger, and there it came.
Nice.
And he's like, oh, you suck. He said, but that's a nice find.
Right.
And I dropped back down in the hole with my pen pointer, and he's like, what are you doing now? You got the quarter. I said, I'm looking for the fortune cookie.
That deep, right?
Right. Because he's over there poking fun at me, going, hey, the next time, why don't you just crawl down in there? Get your whole arm in it.
Right. Hey, it might have been, might have had a friend. You never know.
Well, I was looking.
Mm-hmm.
Went ahead and put all the dirt back, put the plug back, got up, swung the coil, got another signal, dug down another foot.
Jesus.
For a 12th Georgia button.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, somebody's got to clean those things out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, I was happy with it, you know, figured, hey, I got the silver quarter. I can go ahead and take the Bazinga.
Right.
So, yeah, got the silver quarter, and then a little while later, I ran across another one of those Uncle Sam play money coins.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
10-cent piece.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen one of them. Once I swapped coils, the machine's working great, like a champ, just like it has and should. So, apparently, I have a bad coil.
And still using the alkalines?
Yep.
Still using the alkalines. I don't know. I just don't think I don't feel that those things have.
Well, I'm actually, I'm using AA batteries, but I'm using rechargeable AA batteries.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a little better then. But still, yeah. I don't feel like it's got enough, you know, zing in it when I'm using those. I hardly ever use those.
Well, it had plenty of zing for me. It picked up that silver quarter foot deep.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you, when I
used... That's why I like Mine Lab.
Oh, yeah. Hey, when I used to use my White's XLT, if I had fresh batteries in it, for some reason, it did not work as effective as it did when the batteries were like a day or two old.
Right.
I don't know why I felt that way, but that's what I used to feel with that XLT. It was almost better once the juice was kind of gone.
Right. I've got a buddy of mine that he swears to Duracell. That's all he'll use in his machines. I don't know why. He claims they work better. I'm an Energizer guy.
Hmm.
Well, Energizer rechargeables.
Right. Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I'm with Duracell.
Finding clad to pay for batteries is for the birds.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. Yeah, my dad always used to tell me the same thing. Well, we made enough, you know.
Yeah, we paid for the batteries.
Paid for the batteries. He still says it today, even though we don't buy batteries.
Well, at least you paid for the batteries.
Yeah, that's what he says all the time.
Dad, it's rechargeable.
Yeah, I know.
Well, even better. Now you got enough left over, you can buy me an ice cream cone.
Right.
Something like that. Well, let's see here. We've been rolling a few minutes, and we haven't even checked the chat. I see that Miss Barb's in. The Ohio Relic Hunter, Mr. Bill himself. Home Finder and Swans is in the house. Speaking of Swans, he recently had a birthday.
He did.
I don't
officially happy birthday there, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know that he necessarily looks any older because he's always had them kind of boyish looks, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he's not any heavier. He can probably still hide behind a blade of grass. So, hopefully he didn't get too heavy with the birthday cake.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure Pam set him up.
Well, I'm sure it was probably a good meal. Of course, it's quite possible he smoked it himself.
I was just going to say, he probably cooked it out there himself, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, waiting for that hair to come back.
Yeah, right. Speaking of birthdays and getting gifts and talking money and coins and detecting and all that, what the hell is going on with the gold prices again?
What happened? What did I miss?
Well, since last, what? I don't know. Last month, it's banging down again. I was hoping that we'd see maybe $2,000 an ounce by this time next year, but it's downfalling again.
You just may. Wait until the middle of November and see what happens.
I am hoping, buddy. If it goes to $2,000, you can kiss it goodbye.
Because if
tomorrow,
after the elections, we may be seeing some changes in the precious metal prices because it seems to kind of, the economy and the precious metal values seem to kind of run hand in hand to counteract each other. And depending on how the elections go, the economy could tank, and that's going to drive the precious metals up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope.
Saying.
Yeah, I believe me. If I see that, we're going to start talking.
Right.
Yeah, it's going.
Hmm. Well, then, hopefully, for your sake, I hope it does get back up there. I know the silver quarter melts out at just over $3.
Yeah, it's about right, yeah. Not bad for a quarter, right?
Right. Of course, it probably took me that long to dig down to China for it. And well, I was using just a hand digger.
Yeah, you got yourself a new one, right?
Well, I wasn't using that one this afternoon because I was in a spot where we're restricted to our hand diggers.
Okay.
But this morning I was, in fact, using a new long-handled digger.
Very nice.
And so far, general consensus, not too bad, not shabby. Very, very ruggedly built, good welds, heavy construction. It's a heavier gauge steel than the Samsons and about an inch longer than the Samsons. So far, it's working well. It was working better than my coil was this morning.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, I would be beside myself. I hate it when I get out in the middle of the field, and you must too. The further you get, I mean, you can't just run back and forth. You know, you're
right.
Limited. So your ability to just fix something is a lot less than, you know, myself or someone else that's not, you know, good a hindrance. But, I mean, my goodness. You get out there, something goes wrong, you're screwed.
Yeah.
But kudos to you to, you know, hang around and let them guys do their thing. And it all worked out. And, you know, Karma came back and gave you the quarter, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we've got a caller.
Well, hello, fellas.
Well,
good.
Hello.
I have a story about a bad coil that happened today, and this wasn't to me. This was from a friend of mine. We had a small group hunt up here today, about a dozen guys, and, of course, I work on Sundays. So my buddy Gordon's out there digging, and his machine starts acting up. He's using the AT Pro as well in a cornfield, and he's getting these, you know, he knew something was wrong with the coil, so he puts a quarter on the top of the ground, and on the AT Pro, it should ring in 85, 86, and it was ringing up as a 72. He's trying this coin after coin after coin. He's got a break somewhere. So the bastard calls me at work because they weren't far from my work and says, hey, do you mind if I borrow
this? Right, you're working. Can I use your coil?
Exactly. I said, well, you can use mine, or I said, I have my stock coil sitting in the trunk of my car. He goes, ah, that'll be work just as well because I've never used the tornado. So he comes by my work, grabs the coil, didn't go back to the group hunt, hits a local high school. He calls me less than an hour later and sends me a picture. He dug a sterling silver bracelet that weighs 12.6 grams, I think it was, hole that he dug in the middle of that freaking soccer field.
Did you tell him you're charging him rent?
I told him. He said the funny thing is it came out of the ground complete, which is a bunch of interlooping, you know, chains all the way around. I said, you know what, it was complete, but now you need to cut it in half.
Right. Was complete, not anymore. I want my half. You were using my coil.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that was the first picture he showed me. He sent it to me dirty, and then he showed me a picture tonight, sent it to me with it all cleaned up, and it's a beautiful. It's almost like a braided loop pattern that goes all the way around. Really nice. He showed me
nice.
The stamp mark there on the clasp and everything. But yeah, that was his first signal. He dug a couple of silver coins after that, and we've all been to this. I mean, it's a ball field, for God's sakes. We've all been there 100 times. But, yeah, so who knows how long his coil's been bad, but he really noticed it today, and the son of a bitch bothers my coil and goes out and digs a bunch of silver crap.
Right. What the hell?
Right.
Pretty much.
And this was your stock coil?
Yeah, that was my stock coil. It's been sitting in my trunk since I got the tornado coil. I haven't put it back on the machine. It just sits there in case, you know, I have a problem. I always have backup stuff like the coil connection screws. You know, you always have zip ties and duct tape and all that garbage just to make sure.
Right. Well, you ought to tell him that since his is bad, you just so happen to know someone with one for sale, and you'll sell it to him for the low, low price of twice as much.
Exactly, because it's a magic coil, is what I told him. I said, that's a magic coil, buddy. The only reason you found it, because it was mine.
Right, exactly. It found silver.
Now, Leighton, speaking of the fact that you said that gold prices have been plummeting again, do you have any reasoning why that's happening? Is there something going on in the market that would make it drop so quickly?
Well, the only thing I can think of, honestly, buddy, is the fact that, you know, it's still, it's just so much of it out there. It's flooded. The market's really, you know, people need the money, right? So they're trading it in. That's the only thing I can attest to. I don't know.
Well, that could be.
You know, I mean, where the hell, it doesn't make sense. You hear everybody always saying, oh, I ain't got it, but if you don't have it, the prices aren't reflecting that. So I don't know. I tend to believe that people have it, but times are so tough, they're just getting rid of it, and they're just settling at this point. But I hope Josh is right. I hope after the elections that it goes up again, because right now it's in the gutter. 1600, 1660, I think, something like that. It's
good,
not that much.
Grief.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when I started about five years ago when I dug that class ring out of the ground, it was just below 2000 at that point. It was 19
right.
something at the time.
Yeah, it was hovering right around.
Yeah, I held out, and I lost out. I should have sold.
Well, I think what Josh said, he may be spot on. I mean, I think once this election happens, depending on which way it goes, people might want malleable, you know, something that they can hold and touch for an asset. That might make a big difference, because people will probably have held on to that for that amount of time. And then the same thing with silver. I would imagine silver prices are going to go right up, too. I would hope that that's what's going to happen, because, and I don't know if you've heard these ads lately, where you can actually trade in people's 401ks and IRAs and all this other crap. You can get it in actual gold stock and gold portages, and same thing with silver now. I mean, that's become a really big thing recently, and I don't know if that's election-driven or just paranoia-driven, you know, where our country's kind of taking a little bit of a downfall. Maybe that will be the time that it really starts to shoot back up again. I hope you're right, Josh, because, again, I don't have a lot of gold by any means, but I do have a lot of silver that I've collected over the years, not just coins, but, you know, rounds and bars and stuff like that.
Right.
Maybe that's what will make the big difference. And if not, I'm going to tell you one thing that would go up. If a certain candidate is elected, I'm pretty sure the price of lead is going to go through the roof, because you're not going to be able to buy anything lead that's metal jacketed for a while.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. Hey, you know what? I made a mistake. I want to correct myself. I said 16. I meant to say 1265.20. My bad.
Holy
I don't know.
Crap.
Wow.
Yeah. 1265.20.
Yeah. Dude, gold is tanking.
Yeah, it's no good. It's no good. It's, you know what?
And that's $150 a year that's gone down in the last 5 years.
Yeah, that blows. Boo.
Yeah, we're not a happy camper about that situation. So it's in the gutter. Not a good day. Not a good day for that, that's for sure.
No.
I'd rather, you know what? I'd rather give it away. Seriously.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm trying to do with the ring I found last week. I can't believe the camp never called me back. I found that beautiful 18-karat gold, white gold ring there, and I left them a message that day saying, listen, if you've got a lost ring report, because this is a pretty popular campground in the town that I live in, it's the Swansea Campground, it's right on the lake, and I never even got a call back saying that there's no list at all or anything like that, so I don't know who received the message. I'm going to try it again tomorrow, but because, like you said, I'd rather give it away than worry about the melt value of it at this point anyway. But
right.
That would just be another thing to be able to, you know, another notch in the belt to be able to say, hey, this is, granted there's no engravings on the inside, but at a 2 to 3 inch deep target, how long ago could it have possibly been lost to be in a very shiny, shiny state like that, you know?
Right.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, what are things going to? We can't even give gold away.
It's in the gutter. I mean, seriously, it's in the gutter. I don't get it. Well, it's time for a change. We need to really boost that up. I mean, that's, you know, that's the obviously one of the most precious metals there are. And are they really mining that much of it these days that to keep the price down? I don't think that's really the issue.
I think not.
No, me either. I mean, you know, most of it's coming out of Africa and everywhere. It's normally been for the last, you know, 2,000 years. But I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me that it's in such a rut here. And it has dropped dramatically since 2012, I think. I don't know when Swans was talking. What are you talking, 2014, buddy?
2011 is when I started.
2011, yeah. So yeah, it's really taken a nosedive, which is sad.
Right.
One thing I can contribute. Go ahead.
I was going to say $500 difference is a lot of money.
Oh yeah,
huge.
Absolutely.
I mean,
basically, about $80 a gram.
Right. Exactly. Well, the other thing that came out around that time too, if you think about it, was on television. That's about the same time that the cash for gold advertising really started too.
Oh, I hate them fly-by-nights.
Yeah, well, think about it, though. When that started and people had maybe heirloom jewelry sitting in a jewelry box that with their great-grandmothers and nothing was going along with it, they would send you a prepaid envelope to mail it to them. Who knows if that didn't create a huge influx in the gold market, too, where people were sitting on this antique or heirloom jewelry for the longest period of time, and then all of a sudden it gets flooded back into the economy again or back into the reserve, so to speak, and now all of that came in, and maybe that was a part of the contribution of it, you know, plummeting basically $700 in the last 5 years since I started.
Right, right. Yeah, it's very possible. I mean, because I'm sure that some of us aren't, but there are many of us out there who are stackers in some way, shape, or form, or limited capacity, that you would think that helps to drive the price as well.
Well, if the price of an Indian head penny goes down, Leighton has got it in pure motion to be able to be set, to be able to cash in all these Indian head pennies. If those things come out as currency again sometime and say, listen, we're only going to accept Indian head pennies toward your fuel prices and your gas, Leighton, I just want to live near you, buddy.
Yeah, he'll be in the tall weeds.
Get that right. Hey, the more the merrier. Come on down, buddy. I'll help you out.
All right, fellas, I'll let you get along for the show, but I just want to give my 2 cents for it.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for
happy
the call.
Birthday,
always welcome, and happy birthday. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. Actually, when I dug that quarter earlier, somebody had asked me, well, what's that thing worth? I said, well, I don't know, and probably not a whole lot. I was kind of surprised to see it was worth over $3. So I assumed that gold was still doing all right too, but apparently not the case.
Right. Well, silver is actually doing, I mean, it is plummeting too, but nearly not as bad as the gold.
Right.
But still, you know, but still doable. You know,
well, and I still say for years now, silver has actually been undervalued. If you follow the history of the precious metals, usually silver and gold ran at just off the top of my head, an average of like, what, 43-1 maybe?
For what?
Ounces of silver to an ounce of gold, the value.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that sounds about right. Okay.
Yeah, somewhere around there. I mean, and it fluctuates, but it usually stays in a fair ballpark of right around, say, 40-45-1.
Mm-hmm.
But they've had that undervalued for years. I mean, unless you were lucky enough to be involved with the 80s silver melt.
If it goes back to the 80s silver melt, that's all going too, buddy.
Right, yeah. I mean,
I'm backing up the truck and going.
If we see prices like that again, all of mine are going.
Yeah. Hey, I think I was selling at one time 23, maybe 26 to 1.
That's not bad.
Damn it, man. I was a young kid. I didn't know what I had. If I'd have known now, back then, what I know, I you know what, man, I'd have backed up the truck. Backed up the truck.
Right, just go ahead and load it all. We're getting rid of everything. Everything must go. We're crazy.
I was coming home from the schoolyard, walking, mind you, young,
mm-hmm.
finding, like, you know, 12, 13, 14 silver quarters a day. And I'd stop at the local guy that was a coin dealer that he used to work out of the back of his house. And then I was going home with, like, you know, $100.
Right.
I'm 13 years old.
Yeah, you're going, man, life is awesome.
Oh, my goodness. My dad was, like, ecstatic.
An afternoon of work, and you had candy bars for a year.
He had, you know what? He didn't, he, almost didn't believe me that I was actually doing that. He's going, then he started thinking, you know, hey, let me give you 10 dimes. Go bring him up to that guy again. He never knew his name. Bring him up to that guy again. See if you can get some more money out of him. I'd go up there with 10 dimes, come home, 26 bucks.
Nice.
What the hell? So now he's going, well, wait a minute, maybe I ought to talk to this guy. You know what I mean? So then they became friends, and of course one thing led to another. And we sold him quite a bit of stuff.
Well,
some stuff I still wish we had. I've mentioned it before, the Panama Pacific half dollar.
Right.
We had a beautiful Barber Quarter 1913S. That thing was beautiful. Yeah, it was gorgeous. That was lost brand new. Very, very good shape. But, you know, these are back when the days when, you know, cleaning coins we thought was the right thing to do. And we had cleaned both of those particular coins, but still got good money for them. I think the half dollar we might have got back then, $300 or $400. I wish I had it today.
Right.
Yeah, I know. That's one coin I wish we still had. And then the 13 quarter, I think we got like $100 and something for it. Not bad for a quarter, right?
Well, no, not at all.
Yeah, not bad.
And especially in that time frame.
Right.
You know, imagine what it'd go for now.
Yeah, somebody's got it in their collection. I mean, obviously it still is, you know, considered a cleaned coin, no matter how long ago it was cleaned. And it would probably, if it was slabbed, they probably said unprofessionally cleaned. I think that's how they usually come back. But still a nice quarter. That thing was... it was brilliant. It was beautiful.
Right. I used to know of a guy that when he would dig up good silver coins,
mm-hmm.
you know, like semi-key dates or something that would be worthy of slabbing,
mm-hmm.
what he would do is he would take and carry them around in his pants pocket for... couple weeks,
mm-hmm.
and then he would send it in.
Interesting. Without any other coins, I'm assuming.
Right. And when it came back then, it wouldn't come back as being cleaned or environmentally damaged.
Right.
It'd just come back as circulated.
Right, circulated, right. Exactly. Because, most people know that once it comes out of the ground, environmentally damaged is usually, if you send it in
yeah.
without being cleaned, that's what it'll come back. They can professionally clean it, and they will before they slab it, but it's your option, if I am not mistaken.
Right,
they,
right.
You know, they usually
and,
give
you know, the environmentally damaged or clean labels is, you know, like putting a toe tag on it.
Oh, speaking of toe tag... I was down at the Wedding Band Beach the other day, and I picked up one. And as I'm walking out of the water, I also noticed I didn't see a toe, but there was many toes. There was about 15 people down at the edge of the water, and they were actually throwing some ashes, or spreading ashes, I guess, into the ocean. And there they go with the toe tag, throwing it out.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how they get there. That's the first time I've actually witnessed somebody doing it there. I've seen it before. I've actually had people on the boat.
Right, yeah. I mean, I know we've talked about it before on
right.
the show. If I wonder how those things get there, it must be because of this.
Right. Well, there you go, firsthand, right? I have actually had, I've had people hire me to bring... you know, to bring the family out on the boat and spread some ashes, say a little prayer and throw, you know, some rose petals in the water or maybe a wreath or something like that along with a nice prayer. So, yeah, we do it all.
Wow.
Different.
I didn't realize. I mean, I just thought you always had charters for fishing trips or whatever or just a day out on the ocean.
Listen, you know what? If I can make someone's family happy by
right.
just going, you know, not too far, I'm all in.
Right.
Right.
Well, that's interesting, though. I guess Fanatic Charters goes above and beyond with customer service.
There you go. Just a wee bit, buddy. Just a wee bit. Actually, it's a sad time of year, speaking of Fanatic Charters. Sad time of year for me. You know what's happening. It's not quite winterized.
Winterize
yet.
The boat.
Yeah. Oh man. I really hate this time of year. Sucks.
So do really, I.
It does.
Gets cold out.
Well, the problem here is I just hate the fact of being on the East Coast where it gets so dark so early. And then we've got, you know, daylight saving time coming up. Makes it even worse. Jesus, I think it gets back here around 5:30, quarter at 6 now. What, in a few more days? I forget what day it is. What, November 6th or something like that? For daylight saving time?
Something like that, yeah. The 6th or the 8th or something.
Yeah. Yeah, so there you go. Add another hour to the doom and gloom.
Right, yeah. I mean, I got up this morning and we left to go hunting, and I've been running nonstop since. I got back about 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Had enough time to snap a couple of pictures outside, and then it was dark.
Right. Yeah, it goes by fast.
Yeah.
It goes by fast. But it's all good, I guess, you know. I guess, you know, we savor the moments during the summer. I mean, 9:30, sometimes quarter of 10, it's not quite dark yet. But we pay for it this time of year.
Yeah, we do.
So do you have any animal stories for tonight? Just curious.
Animal stories. I fired a dog.
Okay, go ahead.
Both of them.
The show is yours. Go ahead.
Well, we get out there to this farm, and, you know, it's a farm, so they got a couple of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And they were coming around both of us.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like they always showed up to investigate my holes after I had already dug the target and put the dirt back.
Oh, okay, so they're re-digging them? Is that what you're saying?
And it's like, what do you know, you're a dog. You're supposed to dig. You're not earning your keep here. You're fired.
Okay, I gotcha.
Although the property owner did notice a little later into the morning while I was talking with him, he's like, you know, I see the dogs, and they're going back to all the holes you guys dug.
Hmm.
And they're sniffing around. They're very inquisitive. They're wanting to know why you guys are digging.
Right.
And I've never seen dogs as energetic about digging as these dogs are, because they'll dig holes all the time. He says it's only little ones, so just a little divot. Why they're digging them, I don't know.
They probably still smell you. You know, they're smelling your hands that are on the dirt or whatever, and maybe you ate something prior to digging or whatever. You never know, right?
Well, I told him, that's just any old time that they'll do that. But
right.
I told him, I said, well, maybe they're going around investigating our holes now, hoping that maybe we buried a dog bone in the bottom of each one.
Yeah, it could be. You never know what they're thinking, right?
Right. But that was it as far as animal stories. I mean, the things, they just, they're dogs. They dig. But they wouldn't dig none of my targets.
Right.
So I fired them.
Hmm. Hey, just a quick note. You know, we were talking about prices for gold. Silver, I want to say, is like $19.50. That's not bad, $20.
Not bad. No, that's not bad.
Silver's holding its own. It's
yeah.
The gold that's
it's
taking
gold,
the
it's dropped.
Whack. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, $20, 20 to 1. So you go there with 10 silver dimes, you walk home with 20. That's not a bad deal.
Right.
Now might be the time to get rid of it. Right. I mean, if you got a few bucks, you know?
Yeah.
Not bad. Platinum's up there, though. Platinum's 931.
Well,
I don't have too much of that.
If I just so happen to find a platinum ring, maybe I'll sell it then.
Yeah, I know. Boy, is that stuff dense, huh? When you got that in your hand.
Right.
You know you got platinum. There ain't no playing around with that stuff.
Yeah, there ain't no guessing.
Right. Exactly.
At least not normally.
Right.
Of course, they... What is that? Platinaire?
Mm-hmm.
Like the cheap platinum?
Mm-hmm.
Since it's some sort of platinum alloy?
You're not thinking of palladium?
No.
Okay.
I can't remember the exact term for it now. But,
I don't know, but I know I've been watching the not the forums, but I've been noticing a couple of our friends on Facebook have been getting some tungstens, and man, oh, do those things sound so good in the water.
Right.
Right. Fortunate enough, actually, I have a friend of mine that's down in Jamaica right now, and he's got he's been there for about 3 days. I think he's already got four tungsten rings, one good fat gold one, and then I don't know what else he's got between yesterday and today, but haven't had a chance to touch base with him.
Hmm.
So he's doing okay. I mean, you know, he's not killing it, but
hey,
at least he's finding.
Right. He's doing better than I was this morning. But
I
like I said, I still pulled it out at the end of the day. I got the silver quarter at least, so.
You saved the day, right?
Yeah. Of course, the buddy I was hunting with, he found some, looked like a plated ring. It's still a nice ring.
Was it gold plated?
No. I think it was actually a copper band that was plated with something to kind of look somewhat resemble silver.
Wow, that's pretty sad.
Yeah.
That a company would go to that extreme.
It was still a okay-looking ring. It was a plain band, but he was happy with it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know, the company that made the band itself to go
right.
to that extreme... Because silver isn't worth that much.
Yeah, and he said that he was hoping it was silver. It rang up like silver to him, he thought.
Right.
But
right.
when I waved it over my CTX, I was getting like a 1234.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, nah, sorry, that's not silver.
Yeah, it's more like the brass type.
Yeah,
coated.
Yeah.
That's all right. It's all good.
But he was happy with it, so I figured, hey,
and
it's
I would have
a good
too.
Day for all of us. Homefinder got silver, I got silver, the other guy got a ring, so.
Well, like I said, I mean, you know, I think I've told you before that my objective is when I'm out in the field, or anywhere for that matter, you know, one silver a day and one ring. That's my two objectives.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Kind of personal goals.
Exactly.
Definitely.
That is my personal goal. I actually have a lot of personal goals now that I think of it. Some are good.
Right. Well, you know, ain't nothing wrong with trying to get silver every time you're out.
Got to have at least one.
Right.
Just one.
Nothing wrong with that. I don't see where that's a problem at all.
Right.
And, you know, if you're lucky enough to get a silver every time you're out, that's a problem I like to have.
Mm-hmm. No Indian head pennies lately, though, huh? On those properties?
No.
Interesting.
Well, of course, then again, like I said, who knows how long I was hunting before I realized what was going on.
Right.
'Cause there was, I did get a low battery alert, so I stopped, I changed my batteries, and it was shortly after that I had noticed the odd message on my screen that was coming on and going off fast enough that I couldn't catch it. And then when we did finally figure out what it was saying, I'm like, well, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of put a damper on my hunting for the morning. But, you know, hey, it happens. we can't all be winners all the time. And when I got back here and swapped coils, it fired right up like a champ and got that Washington quarter, which, you know, apparently that coil's working just fine to get it at a foot deep.
Can you imagine how many people have gone over that thing?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a deep coin.
Right. I would venture to say that most people probably walked right over it and either didn't hear it, period, or thought it was a bad enough signal that it was trash. Because
right.
It was kind of a sketchy signal. I was getting enough that it was prompting me to dig, but on the display, I was seeing higher ferrous numbers than what I would expect. But after I washed the quarter off, you could see the rust stains.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, actually, I saw it, too, on the backside, right? Just near the eagle there?
Yeah, because I was telling my buddy as I was washing it off, I'm like, well, I was getting a higher ferrous reading than I would normally expect, kind of like it was a coin with iron in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at the back, and I'm like, yep, there it is. See? You can see the rust stains.
Right. That's where it was probably laying up against something somewhere.
Yeah. So I would venture to say that most people either would not have heard it, or if they did catch a whiff of it, that it would have been just sketchy enough that they're going, oh, that's got to be trash. I'm not digging a foot deep for piece of trash.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it sounded good enough to dig, and you know how it is going after that deep silver. You know what you're listening for.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I always listen for that high pitch as I'm going off the edge of the coin.
Right.
That's what I'm listening for.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm out there, because I've had people ask me before, well, what are you listening for? And when I'm looking for them deep silvers that people might have missed, I'm listening for that high tone with that iron chunk at the end of it.
Right. Exactly. It's something that you have to experience. You got to go over enough of them to learn it. But once you've got
right. It's hard to kind of explain because you're listening, and if you're watching your screen, you're looking for some form of consistency, regardless of what the ferrous side is giving you, if you're an E-Track or CTX user.
Mm-hmm.
You're still looking for some form of a fairly consistent reading. You're listening. You're watching your depth. You know, because, I mean, if I'm getting a signal like that and I check my depth and I see that, you know, the detector's saying the target's like 4 inches deep, I'm walking.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm digging it.
No, goodbye.
Because it's a piece of junk.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
But if I'm getting that signal and I see my detectors saying, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12 inches.
Yeah, then you're on your knees, right?
It's a workout, but I'm going after it.
That's it. Dive in, buddy. Dive in.
Exactly. And in this particular situation, it worked out well. I mean, does it all the time? No, you get, I did dig a few targets at 10 inches or so that were square nails. You know, when you're hunting like that, those deep nails sound awful good sometimes.
Oh, all the time. And if they've been in a fire or they're slightly bent, CTX loves them.
Oh, yeah. And especially if they've been laying there long enough to put off a big halo.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, next time you come this way, if you want to dig them, I've got plenty of spots for them.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Just checking.
They were some
we'll
old
put that,
square nails.
We'll put the sensitivity up to 23. We'll send you out in the middle of the field, and you can dig all day long in those things.
Right. I can clear the way. Hold on, I'll bust a path for you.
Right. But I will tell you what, I have a that same field that I'm referring to. I'm kidding with you, but that's where I got the capped half dollar that had 7 square nails in the same hole at about 10 inches.
Right.
That's on a live dig, by the way, if you want to look on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I also have in that same field, there's probably been at least a half a dozen Spanish coins, 1 reals, half reals, nothing bigger than that, all small ones. And a lot of largies, too. A lot of nice colonial buttons.
Sounds like a nice field.
It was. It was. But you really had to work it hard in order to get it to produce. It's a tough field. Real dry digging, a lot of stones. And you have to check every single one of those bent nails because there's just so many of them. I think there was probably, a homestead in the center of the field itself, and it's like 5 or 6 fields that are together.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, I've noticed that, everybody says the same thing at the end of the day. How'd you make out? Nothing. What do you mean nothing? Well, unless you want nails.
Right.
So
you want my pouch of trash?
A lot of nails. It must have been a big fire there or something at one time, maybe a big barn. But there's a ton of nails there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of sucks. And it's drying up. Everybody's been in it. So there's been a few of us, and I'm included in that bunch, that have been lucky enough to pull some nice stuff out of it. I just, but that's just the way it is. I listen for everything. So I consider when I'm out in the fields and stuff like that, I'm there to dig. So if it sounds like junk, I dig it anyway.
Right.
And if it's junk, I throw it in my pouch and take it out with me. Sometimes it's in with something good, so you never know.
Yeah, and I see, too, they came in a little after I went through the chat, I guess. But Bob has joined us. Guest 1773, Jordy and Miss Lori.
Ah, very nice. Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
So how many episodes are we into this for now? How many episodes are we backed into here?
On Blog Talk?
Yeah. We get deep or what?
Three.
Three?
Maybe like close to 83.
Holy mackerel, 83 shows.
I don't know. We're over 70.
Jesus.
We may be over 80.
Getting up there, buddy.
I know, right? What the hell?
What are we going to do for our 100th show?
Handstands.
You're on your own. Those days are over, buddy.
That's all right. They're over for me, too. Maybe we can hire stunt doubles.
I'm lucky if I can do foot stands, never mind handstands.
Yeah, exactly. I'm doing good just to be able to stand up.
I can do a lot of things, but I can't do that.
Well, I guess that settles it then. We'll have to figure out something else.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we can have like a pig wrestling chase or something for 100th show. We'll videotape somebody chasing a pig.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Do you know anyone with a pig?
I do.
Oh. I was going to say, I don't.
I just don't know. I just don't know anybody that's willing to chase it.
Hmm. Is it a mean pig?
If you grab his tail.
Well, yeah, but then again, I imagine that would fire anyone up.
Well, I was just going to say, somebody grab your tail, would you be pissed? I would be.
Right, yeah. I mean, I imagine I wouldn't be very happy at all.
Maybe we could get people to chase my chickens around.
Well, there you go. Have them chase that short little feisty one.
Oh, that little sucker.
Yeah, the protector.
Yeah, he's lucky he's still alive.
Right.
Him and I don't get along. He's lucky he's still eating. He's lucky he's not getting eaten.
Right, exactly. Of course, he wasn't a very big guy. That'd be kind of like cooking a Cornish hen.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. He's a tiny little guy. It's a hen. It's not even a he. I don't know why she's so protective over everybody.
Right.
What's her deal?
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to get, like 3 chicken nuggets out of it?
Possibly.
Yeah, that might be stretching it. But that's the way it is. So you were digging lead this weekend.
A lot of lead.
And
a lot of lead.
And Homefinder and I were digging silver.
Yep.
So people are out finding stuff yet. Although I fear the season may be drawing near its end for some of us.
Maybe over that way, but not this way yet. I will dig all the way until December if I can.
Right. Well, and I'll hunt right up to the first hard freeze.
Yeah, once I see that it's, you know, the frost is a couple, 3 inches, I'm done.
Right.
Then it's strictly beach hunting. That's
yeah, because it's just too much work chopping through that to get to the target. I believe I had seen a post the other night that in Bill's area, they were supposed to have a possibility of snow over the weekend. Hopefully, he did not see that. Because,
well,
I mean, he's right here in Ohio, too, and there wasn't any snow in my neck of the woods.
Mount Washington had some snow the other day. I know that, but that's obviously...
They can keep it.
You got that right.
They can definitely keep it. I had somebody asking me. They have apparently moved back to the area after 15, 18 years. They've been living out in Arizona. So this will be the first time they've seen snow in quite some time.
Okay.
And they asked me, they're like, how does it get around here for snow? Do we, you know, you guys really get hammered with it or anything? I remember, do the airports close down? Because I remember when some friends of mine went up to New York to watch the ball drop on New Year's Eve. They said, you couldn't pay me to go to New York during the winter.
Right.
So them people up there, they're going, oh, it's a light season. We only got 8.5 feet of snow. To hell with that.
8.5 feet? What are they, out of their ever-loving tree?
Right. You know, I said, around here, we measure our snowfall by inches. You get up there in New York, though, them people are crazy enough, they're measuring it by feet. I ain't doing that. Staying all the way out of New York during the winter time. You couldn't pay me to go there.
Right.
That's just way too much snow.
Yeah. Minnesota, you know, Montana, all those places up there. I mean, I don't know how they get it. I don't know. They're hardly out of the freeze in the summertime.
Right. Yeah,
and then
they've got like 9 months of winter and 3 months of rough sledding.
Pretty much.
You
exactly.
know, it's everybody that I've talked to from Minnesota, they're like, oh, yeah, the pictures look so nice when we see, look outside and when we see pictures. Yeah, but don't you go outside. Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. It's cold.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh,
move
so you look
to another state.
Yeah, you look through your picture window at everything, and that's as far as it goes, right?
Right. I like to see the outdoors when I'm snug as a bug next to the fire drinking my hot chocolate because I live where it's cold.
Yeah, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. If it's
I mean,
cold
I enjoy
enough,
the four
you
seasons.
Can't dig,
right.
Then what's the point?
Right. I mean, you know, we do have autumn, you know, we've got the winter, summer, and spring. So, we, you know, I mean, it's really nice here. I'd say our biggest downfall here is just the traffic, you know, just the traffic. Outside of that, it's not bad. I mean, our weather is very tolerable. Well, you know, I mean, you know, and the bugs are pretty good. It's not bad.
Right.
It's
right.
Not where, I mean, you can sit on the porch or on a, you know, well, I call it a porch, being Portuguese, piazza, whatever, or, you know, the deck, and It's not that bad. Put on some damn bug spray.
Right. Yeah,
put
exactly.
On some bug spray.
Yeah.
Right.
Of course, now I imagine, especially for your area, you know, you're out there in Cape Cod, it's a tourist destination, that it goes through cycles. So when all the tourists leave, you would think it would stand to reason that the traffic is much better than at that point.
It is. It is, actually. The problem that we have here is that a lot of people that, well, we call them rotaries, but they're called roundabouts or, you know, the circles and all this other stuff. So,
oh, yeah. Those that live in Wisconsin know all about the roundabouts.
Right, the roundabouts. Well, here we call them, you know, the rotaries. All right. So the rotaries are starting to be displaced. They're trying to get rid of them one at a time. The problem with them is that people don't really understand how they're supposed to work. That's the issue.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You're in the rotary. You're supposed to keep going. You don't stop to let someone else into it.
Yeah.
Get out of it.
Well, and it only adds to the confusion. Everybody calls them something different. You guys call them rotaries. Wisconsin, I know, is one of the areas that call them roundabouts. I call them a bad idea.
I call them tragedy. I've seen people go backwards in them things.
Right. It's an accident waiting to happen.
Oh, man, it's bad. It's bad. And I won't say or choose the state plates that I see doing the wrong thing, because I don't want to cause commotion, but I'll let you guess. So it's not good. It's not good.
Well, I figured you were going to say, I don't want to say anything on the grounds of incrimination.
Right. Oh, my God.
Or, I don't know, is Massachusetts a no-fault insurance state?
Yes.
Oh, God. And I was out there twice and survived.
Yes.
Well, it seems like, you know, and if that's what people are used to, that's great. But it seems like a lot of times the no-fault insurance states, man, they got some crazy drivers.
Well, that's because they don't care.
Right. No fault.
No fault. Exactly. Keep going. Pedal to the metal. Let's get from point A to B as fast as possible. Let's see if we can get to the stop sign first.
Yeah. Hurry
Let's
up and
see if we,
hurry up and
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Let's see if we can be the first one at the red light. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I gotta hurry up and get there so they can pass me.
Right.
I don't know. The world's just getting crazy.
Yeah, wait till after November.
Yeah.
Dude, what do we get to choose from? It's Sunday. I can't even get on that subject right now. I'm burnt. I've had it.
Well, in a nutshell,
go ahead.
We have options, but we don't have options. No, I'm just saying, we have options, but we don't have options, because one option is sure to just destroy the world.
Pick the lesser of the two evils and move forward, and hopefully it's only 4 years as a term.
Well, whoever gets elected...
Yeah, go ahead.
Hopefully they can work fast, because I would be very surprised if someone would not attempt to end their term early.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, so yeah, maybe we should.
So at that point, it's like, well, you know, whoever's elected, okay, fine, they're president, but I'm staying out of the line of fire of anybody. I wouldn't be standing anywhere near any of them. Just because of the simple fact that I would like to live to dig another day.
You know, that's a scary statement, but you know, you may be stating the, I hate to say obvious, but it is. It's bad.
Right. Well, and, you know, I truly, sincerely hope that whoever is elected actually is able to do something productive our nation.
Really? Yeah.
You know, and let's start to get this thing back on the right track instead of the circus we've had the last 8 years.
Eight, you know, it goes back further.
Well, yeah, eight plus.
Yeah, it's going back a long way. And it's not going to happen overnight. We know that.
Right, right. Yeah, because it used to be you voted for the best person for the job.
Right. And I still,
how many elections now as it went where we're voting for not the best person for the job, the person that is the lesser of the evil?
I know. It's sad. It really is sad. Times have changed so dramatically that I think the morals of how we vote are thrown out the window. They're not, like you said, they're not for the best person anymore. It's for the person who makes the other person look worse.
Right, yeah. Instead of it being for the best person, now it's for the person who is the least threat.
Yeah, exactly. Who has done the lesser of the, you know, the cheating or the person who hasn't slandered, or the person who's doing the emailing that shouldn't be emailing. And, you know,
well,
oh my.
I would say show me a politician that can say no to all of that, and I'd be happy to vote for them.
Well, you can't. That's the problem. I mean, we're all human. We all do those things. And you know what? It's a shit show.
Right. I mean, it seems like for years now, how many times have we seen it? If a politician has their mouth open, they're lying.
I can't even go any further. I don't even know what I'm going to do. And we've only, what do we've got? November 11th, right? When? 8th, yeah. So, I mean, you know, that's what? A week? 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
I don't even know what I'm going to do. I haven't even made up my own mind.
Right. Well, you might want to be putting some thought into it.
I have, but I'm always back and forth.
Right.
I'm being honest with you. I'm back and forth.
Yeah, and I can understand that, but don't be, because you know how you've got some of these people out here that they go, oh, I can't believe so-and-so was elected. Did you vote? Well, no, I don't vote.
Right.
Well, you know, make your voice heard.
That's right. Get out there and do something.
You can't, if you're not going to try and play a part, then you can't complain about how it went. You know, if you're complaining about how it went and you voted and maybe things didn't go the way that you had hoped, well, hey, you tried.
Right.
And, I mean, let's...
Right, if it doesn't work out to your favor, you can't sit there and, you know, say, well, Jesus, you know, I didn't... Well, yeah, you got nobody to blame but yourself.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't vote, well...
Right. I'd rather even see you go out. Right. I'd rather see you go out there and vote, even if it's for the runner-up, let's say, or you know, somebody that's a third party. Okay. At least you voted.
Right. At least you tried. But when you make that choice, choose wisely.
So yeah, it'll be an interesting. It'll be an interesting final. The appearance was last week, but I mean, the finalization is going to be jaw dropping. I believe it is.
Well, let's just hope that it's not the final chapter.
Oh man. Is it the end of the world?
Well, it could be.
Oh man. I'm scared. Buddy,
yeah, I'm
going
to have to get out and get those items dug while you can, right?
Jesus. Well, you know my feeling on how I personally feel about someone giving money back to another country, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. I'm not going any further then. I cannot do it again.
Right. Looks like maybe somebody was talking about that nasty four-letter word in the chat.
Smoke?
Ah. Yeah.
Well, we were talking about that today, actually. A little bit of snow. I don't know.
Yeah, for you, it's getting about time to winterize the boat and install the plow blade.
Yeah, the blade will be going on after my fall cleanups, but not until that's all complete, because I'm not going to... I mean, I do see a couple of guys already riding around with their secondary trucks with the blades on, but, you know, they must have to use that particular truck for something, because, I mean, it was 70s over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, we got up, I think 68 or so here today.
Nice. Are you falling down into the 30s?
I don't think we've gotten quite that far. We have gotten close, though.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, we've been into
32.
Yeah, we've been into the mid-30s. I think tonight's actually supposed to get down pretty cool, so we'll see what happens.
Although for a fall day, I mean, upper 60s, it was a nice day. Like I said, there were three of us out hunting, and we were wrapping things up so I could get back here to set up for the show. We even saw another guy out hunting.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Are you finding that that is the case these most times? Every time you get out, you do see somebody else out there in your area?
No,
we see
not
it all
really.
The time. Okay.
Around here for my area, detectorists are still kind of like UFOs. Every now and then someone may see it, say that they've sighted one, but everybody goes, whatever, they don't exist.
Right.
You know, they look and stare and take pictures because they're like, oh, I got to get photographic evidence. No one will believe me. I saw another hunter.
Unreal.
So, yeah, it's kind of like UFOs, but we're out there.
Right. Well, you know, here, as you saw when you were here, I mean, it's not uncommon to see them everywhere, so just deal with it, you know?
Right. Well, and you guys have a lot of history, so I can see that would be the same.
Yeah, and, you know, we're kind of, you know, we introduce this as radio show hosts all the time. You know, we're trying to get the kids involved and even grown-ups and try to introduce it to other people. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword. We're trying to make the hobby bigger and better and introduce it. But on the other hand, you're kind of almost cutting your own throat, I mean, by... You know, the more people we get into the hobby, the less finds you're going to find you for yourself. But I guess if you're trying to do it to get rich or make money on it, which isn't the reason why we all got in, isn't the reason why I got into it as such a young boy. But, you know, there are some people out there that want to do it for that reason. And I've yet to see anybody ever make a couple of million on something, you know.
Right.
Every now and then.
Now, I have seen people that have done very well for themselves.
Yep, I'm right there. I've seen a lot of people, too. But, you know, but I'm talking monetarily. I mean, talking money-wise. I mean,
right.
If you're in it to make the money, that's, you know. But my point was, I was trying to make is that, you know, we're almost hurting our own selves by introducing more people to the hobby, and it's not a bad thing. Don't take it the wrong way. It's
right.
Just you know, basically, even a squirrel will find a nut somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
If you go over it enough, you're going to find it. So, and that's just one less find for the other person, is what I'm trying to say, in
right.
a nice way.
Right. Well, and you know, there's been so much lost over the centuries that, especially around here, you know, there's plenty for everybody to find. I mean, sure, you could find more maybe if there were less out there looking. But you know as well as I, it takes a particular type of person to get into the hobby and stick with it. So a lot of people are, you know, kind of, I don't know, for lack of a better term, kind of like one-hit wonders or something. They'll get a detector as a gift or whatever. They'll go out to hunt a few times with it. They get discouraged, and it sits at home in their closet. But then, for those of us who are determined and diligent and all of that, you know, we keep with it, and the good finds start to pile up after time. We just keep going.
One thing at a time, buddy. One thing at a time.
Right, exactly. I'm not looking to find it all at once, just something nice here and there. As long as I can keep doing that, I'm good.
That's right.
I am perfectly content. And it looks like the chat is still hopping quite actively, actually. They're just going to town.
See what you started?
Yeah. What I started. Well, I guess somebody had to do it. It's my fault.
You started talking Trump and Hillary, and then you threw the roundabout in the middle of it, and look what happened. What a mess.
Right. Yeah. Now nobody can figure out what's going on. Everybody's confused. What the
All right, so
hell?
I'm gonna throw you in the fire here and cook you a little bit.
Oh no.
Who do you think's getting in? Seriously.
Who do I think's getting in?
Yeah.
Well, somebody had told me the other day that they had read somewhere, saw on the news somewhere, whatever the case may have been, that they were already starting to count absentee ballots in Florida. And at that point, I believe Trump was ahead by 180,000 votes.
No kidding.
Yeah. 828, you're live.
Whoops. It's Barb.
How's it going, Barb?
I'm in a shitty, well, it's not too bad. It's a hotel in Raleigh Wood, my favorite place not to come to. Good show.
Wow, so you must be gearing up for DIV.
No, I'm here for a meeting tomorrow with the Board of Nursing. It's going to be so much fun.
Oh.
The only good thing was is they gave me a county car that was unmarked cop car till a month ago, and I haven't driven a car that had a speedometer that went to 140 miles in a long time. It was fun.
Well,
And
there you
people
go.
bowled over. People bowled over because I mean, you can tell it's an unmarked cop car, but it's got county plates, and people see me coming, and they just pulled over. It was great. But when you tell them to leave the freaking rosaries alone, I love those things. I like to beep at people and flip them off and yell at them, tell them, "Are you stupid? Go home." I mean, it'll take all that fun away.
Oh, so Barb's a road rage driver.
Yeah, I'm a stalker. I like to ride around it five times. No, I'm kidding.
I go around the rotary just to piss people off like six times in a row.
Yeah.
And then I just jam on the brakes and stuff like that. Now, I guess I shouldn't say that because I'm on the air, but...
But rotaries are fun.
Yeah, they're fun, all
and,
right.
You know, you get on and you know how to get off them, and other people don't.
I live right near
and,
one.
It makes
Barb,
you laugh.
It don't make me laugh. It makes me mad. I'm trying to get my coffee in the morning, and you got six
right.
people in rotary in front of me, and they don't know which way to go? Nah, I'm not a happy camper. I'm good.
Right. Or if he's trying to get home to get something to eat.
Or how about even at 3 a.m. when you're pulling the boat through the middle of the rotary and somebody decides to try to go between you and the boat that you're trailering?
Whoa!
I'm sorry.
I'm all set with that. I've stopped more than once at 3 a.m. to jump out of my truck to yell at somebody. Ugh, I'm telling you. I'm not even going to tell you what the tag plates are, but you can guess.
Right.
One state away. Look at the map.
Rhode Island?
No. Yeah, well, we touch New York, too, you know.
Did I
say that out loud? I'm sorry.
New York. I want to tell you about New York. I'm not happy with those people. When I came through the Tappan Zee Bridge going home for my niece's funeral, I paid my $5 toll, and I think I left before the light turned green because I'm like, whatever. But I gave her the money. The asshole sent me a bill for $5. I appealed it, and they sent me a letter back saying, oh, well, too bad you lost. And I go online
and probably
to pay
said,
it.
By the way, now it's $15 because there's a late fee.
Yeah, they charged me a $5 late fee. So in the end, it cost me $15 to get through that freaking toll.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to win GW. It's 14. So next year when I go through, I'm going to go, I'd like to see.
Well, hopefully it goes much better for you the next time.
I'll tell you, the next time I'm coming for a vacation to dig. I'm not coming to take care of parents, take care of family, take care of funerals. I'm coming to dig.
Uh-oh. Look out, Layton.
I can put her in the right spot.
Oh, and I kind of know where his office is because he took a picture, and I know that view.
Uh-oh. Now I'm really in trouble.
Right. No hiding from Barb.
What? He posted a picture, and I went, I know exactly where that is.
Yep. No hiding from Barb now. She's going to find you.
Yeah,
well, if I go, my sister could because she lives in Mashpee.
Not far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's just a little bit away from you.
Well.
So back to the gold and silver. I did a little research, and they're saying that gold is down because the dollar is up. Does that make sense?
The dollar is up where?
You're right.
Yeah,
up where?
Well, we know where it's up. It's up somebody's, you know, batuga, whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it ain't up in my checkbook.
Yeah, it ain't up in mine either.
Right.
And I don't want anyone to think that I'm rich, because I'm not. I work hard, and I actually hit into my home equity for a little bit of money for that new detect coming. And then get my savings for the rest of it, because that was the cheapest interest I could find. But I do have a new detector on the way, and I'm like, oops, this is number 4.
Ooh, what'd you buy?
GPX 4500.
Nice ride.
Yeah, it should be here in a couple days.
Ooh.
Well, excited.
Nice. Well, that should be interesting.
I love the IV. I did good last year. but I only did good because there's woods. Well, what happens if I get up there and there's no woods? Then I'm just like SOL and out $700-$800. And then I looked at, I can rent one for $100 a day, and I went, I plan on going again, if, you know, the good Lord willing. And I thought, just bite the bullet. It'll hold its value if you've got to get rid of it in a year or two, you know?
Yeah, so you're looking at it as kind of an investment of sorts.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I have an 1800 property that it's actually, there was never a house there. The barracks for the railroad is what started at the very end of the property, and it was a logging railroad, and it went over this property, and they ran the chestnut down, and I just got permission tonight to hit it, and I said, I got a new machine, and I know there's deep stuff there because they put some fill, so I just got permission right before the show. That's why I was like 5 minutes late. I was talking to the owner of the property. And so when my machine gets here, I'm taking it right down there.
Nice. That should be interesting to see what you pull out of there. It sounds like you got yourself a heck of a spot.
Well, and the part that I pulled a lot of rings and some silver, but the only reason I got the silver was because Duke Energy was moving dirt for a boat ramp, and so it was in the dirt they moved, and so I know there's old silver there. I mean, the oldest I found was like 1930s or 20s, something like that, but I know there's older, but that park, the park's on one side of the highway, well, it's a two-lane highway, a route, and the property I gained is on the other side, away from the river. But both of them have had fill put in areas. In the park, it's like 6 to 8 inches of fill. And I know there's stuff down in that dirt. So I am going to be swinging all weekend with that PI machine. And I'm probably going to dig a bunch of junk. But hopefully I'll hit some good stuff.
Right. Well, the biggest thing you have to ask yourself is how deep do you want to dig a nail?
Well, you know, there might be something nice next to that nail.
There you go. Good answer.
I mean, I've dug beer cans in this park a good 12 inches.
I've been in those before.
Well, on the edge of the park, there's more fill than in the middle of the park. So up near the highway, there's only like 4 to 6 inches of fill. But in other areas, that one area where I dug the beer can, it was like 12 inches of fill on top of that beer can. And so it's just, I know where every beer can is in that park, so that I left because they were 12 or 18 inches down, so I'll just avoid those.
There you go. Well, hopefully you make some good finds with that new machine. And
I hope so,
too. You'll have to keep us posted.
I will, and I leave next Wednesday morning bright and early to DIV, so I'm tickled.
Nice. Well, like I said, when you get out there, make sure and tell them we said hello.
I will. Denny's already been giving me pointers and is going to hook up with me at the meeting and give me some settings to go with.
Nice. Good. He likes his GPX.
Oh, yeah. He's the one that convinced me to get it. I had people saying, don't do it. It ain't worth it. And I'm like, man, you know, I'm only digging things 2 to 4 inches with my pro, and the dais isn't going to be much better unless there's wood. I did dig some bullets at 6 and 8 inches, but the soil was real loose in that area.
Right.
And I'm like, I want more.
Right. Well, you should be setting pretty well with what you've got coming.
Well, I hope so. Fingers crossed.
Right. We'll have to wait and see if you see if you pull out a nice belt plate or something.
If I pull a box plate or a belt plate, you will hear me screaming in Ohio and Massachusetts.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing about it.
All right. Well, y'all have a good night.
All right. Thanks for the call, Barb.
Bye.
Well, Leighton, what do you think? Maybe it's time to get out of here.
That's it, buddy. Keep it low. Keep it slow.
Trying to rearrange some stuff on my screen over here. All right. Well, you heard the man. Keep it low. Keep it slow. If you happen to get out and dig, hopefully you find something good and post up those finds. Otherwise, we'll see everyone Wednesday. So,
all right. Have a good night.
Yeah. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. A little different for a Sunday, but hey, what the hell, right?
There you go.
Other than that, enjoy the evening, folks. We'll see you next time.
From our studios, wherever they may be, you are listening to Beyond Sight and Sound with Josh Kimmel and Leighton Harrington. To reach the show, you can call 419-549-5744. Or with the wonders of Skype, download Skype, search for Beyond Sight and Sound, hit the call button, and you're live right along with us. So join us as we take treasure hunting and metal detecting beyond sight and sound.